was the song my mama sang in a sweet and humble voice. Like the music from the world above made my soul rejoice. It's soothing words and a melody like rippling waters flow. By the amazing grace, how sweet the sound, sweetest song I know.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, sweetest song, sweetest song. Many, many years to come.
2010s. Now, last but not least, the 2020s. Now, as God continues to add to our numbers, I'll ask everybody to stand at this time. God continues to add to our numbers. God continues to call us to reach out and to continue the call that He placed on our hearts 73 years ago. Now, you'll notice there, I'm hoping there's people standing at home as well this morning. You also notice there's some spaces around us. There's people that who have passed on, who are with our Heavenly Father today already. There's some who have been called on to different ministry opportunities, different congregations. But there's also some places that God is preparing for other individuals to be there. It is your responsibility to fill those spaces. It's God's call, but it's your responsibility. May God continue to breathe into our congregation for 73 more years. So when we celebrate our 146th anniversary, and I will not be your pastor at that anniversary, I promise you that, but in 146 years, may they remember this day as the day where God continues our call here at First Baptist Healing. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
As
may call the building we are in right now the church, but in reality, we, the people here now, the ones watching online, and even the ones who couldn't make it today, are the church. Today is the day to celebrate the people of the church who have passed on and to commune with the people who are here now. But thank you.
Egypt was once my home, I was a slave. Their plans ancient and Rome looked like East Paper. When I looked up to heaven's throne, Christ came to say, I'm living in Canaan now.
I'm living on Canaan's side.
Egypt behind.
I crossed over Jordan wide.
And here's to find
my soul is satisfied.
No longer. Jesus up in Canaan right now.
Well,
Satan may have been bound with fetters strong.
Oh,
look up to higher ground. It all belongs to Christ Savior. Your soul will find. You'll sing this song. I'm living.
This week,
religion instead of seeing her as a child of God, I would not have been able to make this connection. I hope and pray my classroom and my church are safe places for all people to learn and be who God has made them to be. Some people have asked me why I don't teach at a private school where I can freely talk about my faith, or at a better public school where I don't have to deal with aggressive behavior in those kind of children. My answer has always been, my students need me, and this is where God
God is still adding to this story. And you know what the name of this work of art is? It's hunger. It's hunger. As I look out at the congregation this morning, I can picture individuals that are no longer with us. I see faces and names that have gone on with our Heavenly Father today. I see individuals who've been called to other places, other churches. I see their faces, but their stories have been intertwined and part of this story that is First Baptist Healing. And I look forward to the way God is going to weave continued stories into this place that is this place that each of us call home. Who is God preparing to be a part of home? I don't know, but I can't wait to see. This morning, as we close, read these words from Hebrews 11:39-12:2. It's a popular passage. It's one we've all read before. Listen to these words. These were all commended for their faith, but these are, he's gone through the history of the story of Israel. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. God is still weaving our tapestry here at First Baptist Elon that is titled Home. May our eyes continue to be on the one who called us together 73 years ago. And may we continue to keep our eyes on the one who will be guiding us for many, many years to come. And may we greet all those that he will call into this place and welcome them with the same welcome that each of us received when we entered these doors. And that's the simple greeting. Welcome home. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for your call 73 years ago that we can gather today in this place as the body of believers that you have called together. Father, thank you for your continued call on our lives here at First Baptist Elon, and we look forward to how you are going to continue to move us and shape us and mold us into the family that is here in this community. Father, we don't know what the days and weeks and months and years hold, but you do. We don't know who will be stepping within our doors in the coming years, but you do. May we welcome them with open arms and welcome them into the body of believers here at First Baptist Elon. Father, we look forward to continued years of ministry. We look forward to our continued opportunities to honor and serve you. And Father, may we always keep our eyes on the one who has led us every step of the way, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, in whom we lift this prayer up to today. Amen. As we close this morning, as His choice leads us in our final musical special today, I'm going to be down front. This will be our closing hymn, our call. If you want to have something to speak with me about today, if you feel God's calling your heart today, I'll be down front. If you want to join this body of believers officially this morning, let me welcome you into the family. Let me welcome you home. Or if you just have something to lay on God's heart today,